Blog Talk Radio.
I wish my demand met. More food, clothing, and less torture of the prisoners, and food for the hungry, begging children at your gates.
You American son, why didn't I beat you within an inch of your life to show you who's almighty here?
Agreed, most supreme one.
Agreed for now. Just give me my due. I'm putty in your hands, tender embraces.
Maylene, you don't need me. You're rich, young, talented, and declared one of the famous beauties in all East Asia. The untouchable dragon lady.
My well is your well. Don't you forget that. You're mine, body and soul. Shut up and massage my feet. And keep doing your thing. Anyway, does the world need you?
It needed me here.
You see, I know you miss your parents. You speak of them in your sleep. You are better off like here. Anyway.
Yeah?
You have no other choice, my darling.
The next day, I made my getaway. I departed to Japan, the place before my interruption. In 1950, North Korea, backed by the Soviet Union, invaded the South. In less than a month, the South fell. The UN sent troops to aid the South under the command of General MacArthur. The trend of the war soon reversed itself, but the Chinese intervened, and the UN forces retreated. Finally, talk of a ceasefire was in the offing. The ravages of war make your heart bleed again and again. Millions of Koreans were uprooted from their homes.
Malikan?
Because of bombing, shelling, or mass hysteria.
Malikan?
And attempted to flee to safety.
I'd give you anything.
Cities in the South became giant refugee camps. People begging for food,
Malikan.
Minor comforts, and sleeping in the streets. And there were those misplaced casualties. I went looking for Mei-Ling Mei-Song. It was known she had surrendered to her enemies to save her battalion. Mei-Ling's prison was an ancient and spacious underground facility of many cells, other guards regularly, and stationed aptly at their many posts. Interrogation cells were prevalent. Mei-Ling, it's Ian. She turned slowly around to face me. Been searching over the whole country for you. Hail you as a superhero. I know you've been through it. They say you tried twice to kill yourself. Don't worry anymore, little dear. All's going to be fine. Come with me. You must hurry.
Who are you?
Don't you know me? It'll be all right. Come.
No. It's another trick to try to fool me again.
Trust me, Mei-Ling. Let me take you by the hand. We'll escape into the night.
The land belongs!
I had placed explosions about to draw attention from our escaping suicide exit. We boarded a chopper that was on time and that led us down a few miles from my camouflage car.
I feel this is all a dream, that it's not happening.
You must wake up and come alive, Mei-Ling. They say you're sane now.
Sane? Insane? Oh, how I hate those words. I need help.
I'll give you help. I lay her down on the car seat, kissing her deeply in the mouth. I opened her blouse and kissed her nipples and firmly sucked at one as I rubbed her soft buttock. I slowly pulled off her trousers and removed her sandals.
You savage beast.
Burying my lips in her quivering stomach, I gently massaged her feet and then pulled steaming fluid vagina to me and put it in.
Oh, the bell flowers coming in early this year.
So is the touch me not.
I know, my fair American lover, I knew you would come for me.
How you know?
Because I had asked Buddha for you.
I did have an encounter with Lord Buddha. Your people await you over the next hill, and you're home free. I have a date with a country that I've been too long gone, and with parents too long not seen.
And about me?
We'll keep in touch.
Promise, Ian.
Promise, my little courageous general.
America, America, it's been 7 long years. It is true one longs for his beginning. It is true one sees his country in other lands, in the forestry, flowers, animals, and people. Now back home in my old room and in my old bed, I had jewelry for all my family, and they all hadn't changed that much. I grew up. Bros and sis hadn't. They just got older. Mama will forever be Mama. At our hospital, coming from OR, about just having delivered a baby. Hi, Mama.
Leon, my baby!
I had bust in my brother's office on his booming realty business, or brothel business. It's the way to sell the stubborn fat cats while they're getting it on over the desk. Have them sign on the dotted line. They do it every time. If you're going to stick around, Ian, we could use another salesman around here. I'll give you 2 of my best girls who sell it on commission only.
Yeah, you wish to sign on the dotted line, Daddy?
I'll let you know, honey, but I wouldn't hold my breath on it. Fetching my lovable sister had its own take. at a honky-tonk in the lowest part of the city. He was always the one to pick the backwaters, famous for singing the blues over her latest heartthrob.
All men are swine.
I cut in on her dancing partner. I resemble that remark.
My beautiful Eon. Look at him. What a man now. It's been so many years. He's lucky I'm his sister. We weren't expecting you until next week.
It's time to go, dear sis. You've had enough. I have a big celebration planned at the house.
Beautiful, baby. But I'm not alone.
Your apologies will be by your sudden departure. Her partner had put a hand firmly on my shoulder and had said, "Ladies with me, bud." And sis, who quickly warned Big Ben.
Careful, Ben. Take the count. Flowers don't become you. This is my baby brother, Cold Warrior. You hear me talk so much about. I must go with him. But not till I have one for the road.
Carrying her out across my shoulder, she grabbed a bottle from the bar.
The hell? It's a long, long road.
Dad had always understood me well. Tell me, son, did you ever find your golden fleece you were seeking? When you enlisted, you weren't so much about becoming an officer and seeing the world. I sense some satisfaction about you. The jewelry you gave us, I had it appraised. The stones in your mother's necklace and in my ring are real. You don't need a job with you giving away such rich presents. Dad, I would like to work in your factory, but I don't need anything. I really haven't made up my mind yet about what I'm going to do. Your mother wants you to settle down, son. Probably go back to college. Now that you're home and well and unhurt by the war. But seems as though you've found your golden fleece. That you've conquered the world.
I think I'm beginning to know you now, my son.
Take it easy, Mama.
You want no home, no family, no love. Worlds to conquer is your true love.
Mama, you wouldn't believe the human sufferings that are on this earth of ours.
You can't take the world on your shoulder, son.
Someone has to try, Mama.
One man tried it. They crucified him.
You let them try it with me. Mother, he's got it. I see it in him. He's got it. Dad, you're hallucinating. No, you can't fool your parents. Mother, he's got it, I tell you. Dad, you're hallucinating.
Level with us, son. Is it true? Did you find what you were looking for?
Am I to be picked apart my first month at home after being away 7 long years and caught up in a war? Home is where peace is supposed to be.
Dad, leave him alone for now. He does have this worldly treasure and wants to keep it to himself. It'll be fine with us.
You'll leave me alone from now on. I want you two to settle down and get off my back. And stop putting me through this harsh, unfair interrogation. All right, son. We didn't mean to pressure you. It's just that all these years and the times we didn't hear from you, we worried about you something awful. I'm okay. I assure you that. I'm off to Bernard's. I'm changing the scene. Take my car, son. Plenty of gas in it.
Put your hat on, Eon. It's raining out there.
Bernard, my silly adolescent hangout. Bernard, where I first met hard love, passion, and sex. Where I had many argumentative sessions about many personal and earthly subjects. Where I had made up my mind to go out in life after my impossible, zealous quest. They asked, after you find it, how would the world benefit? I answered, I rather think I should bring it happiness.
Eon, they told me you were home. Man, you look absolutely great. Still as cocky? Out to fence the world?
No, Bernard. Not so cocky anymore. I must compliment you on your place. A lot of room. And what changes?
I married the right girl. And things clicked. Eon, everything's on the house today. Just order up. An old friend is back with us. We must celebrate right. Do you drink now?
Man, I'm an alky.
Same old Eon. We were kept informed about your blasé adventures. Man, your life reads like a novel. Got to hear all about it. Just order up and hang the cost.
May I have this dance, stranger? You spotted me right off. I'm a tough one to fool. I felt your presence. Besides, they are playing our song.
So, this is your hangout. From here, you set out to conquer the world.
When I left, it was our neighborhood hole-in-the-wall drugstore, made up of big intellectual discussions over a bottle of soda pop for alcohol. About you?
Yes. Go right ahead and ask your questions. Mile wide. Oh, generous one. After kissing me goodbye, you didn't go straight home to Mother. You hung around a long time. Checking further, you left a previous most astounding trail. You are quite the conqueror. Number two, westernization wasn't too difficult. I had to do some twisting of my tongue around.
Yeah, amazing. I can hardly detect any accent. You're very brilliant. You're a great tracker.
It got easy. All impossible feats led to little, innocent Eon, who was once my slave.
How long you're planning on sticking around? Where's your army?
To marry an American and become one.
Have any in mind?
First come, baby. I find life's surprises never ending, Eon.
They sure are, baby. Hey. About time for the martial arts matches. Dad and Mama are administrators. Care to come? My family had been absolutely awe-stricken when introduced to the beautiful and sophisticated General Mailing Maisong. When Sis offered to show her around town and Bruz desired to employ her, I told them thanks, but no thanks. Dad and Mama made over her something embarrassing by asking many personal questions about our relationship. Excited about Mei Ling's pursuing her courageous love to the ends of the earth after their little son. And when I tried to politely interrupt, Mama told me to shut up, and Dad told me to get lost a while, insisting on her staying with them until she gets settled. Mei Ling was so taken by the warmth and admiration that tears filled her bright eyes. The once great general of one of the world's great armies leaned toward me for support over her emotional weakness before my very loving and most inquisitive family. At the huge, crammed gymnasium, the karate master, after his overwhelming victories, continued to parade around, joyously taunting the spectators for brave challengers. The show-off boasts that he is undefeatable.
He didn't figure you, baby.
What do you mean?
Are you man or mouse?
I don't take that from any woman. Pulling off my shoes and shirt, I jumped down to the floor and onto the mat, challenging the master, Chang. Immediately, Chang attacked with the front kick and the front punch to my head that I deflected. Before I could counter, Chang followed with the reverse punch and the roundhouse kick to my stomach, then to my face that I deflected. Keeping me off guard, Chang executed the sweep, catching my legs and sweeping me upward and landing me jarringly on my back. I somersaulted backward with a hand push-up and away from Chang's strong legs, only to be followed by a swift kick to my midriff and a reverse punch to my heart, dropping me to my hands and knees. Hurt and exhausted, I took a kick to my side that turned me flat on my back, where Chang instantly prepared for the death stomp. But awaiting some answer from the excited audience, figuring he had rendered me permanently helpless to be taken at will, he made sport of his conquest, pretending to listen to the whims of the audience for mercy or death. Mei Ling came to my side.
Get up from there.
What do you mean?
I heard about your reputation. You don't fool this one, baby.
Chang rushed back to cinch his victory. He brought his death stomp down. His stomp was caught in my hand as I pulled myself to my feet. Chang's legs and arms were unusually strong, not so fast against a man like me. Besides, he was a telegrapher. We squared off, measuring each other. Mixing American boxing technique, I gave Chang two left jabs to the face and a short left uppercut that staggered him as he took a front kick to the midriff of what I believe to be a perfect left hook. Smashed his jaw,
halt!
And a measured straight right blow, thrown with all my strength,
halt!
Knocked him down and out cold. Mei Ling running to me and embracing and kissing me. My, one opponent at a time.
The mouse becomes a man.
Gee, thanks, kid. You almost killed me.
But I fought fair. You are sure, baby?
Of course. What the hell you mean? We were canoeing down a smooth river whose current was picking up. Mei Ling was fascinated
by the many deer, elk, and bear roaming the area, and the spawning runs of huge 8-foot sturgeons splashing under our canoe. You do say bye-bye to the noisy, bustling cities when you tour the state's northern wilderness and answer to the sights and sounds of wildlife. And
I had you watched night and day, Eon, yet you escaped from my clutches.
And enjoy the numerous sights of waterfalls, streams, blue lakes, and rivers teeming.
No one could figure how you did it, Eon.
Teeming with trout, salmon, bass, perch, and pike. Your eyes.
And our escape from that Korean jail, the most secure and guarded facility in East Asia. Yet you came and went like a shadow.
Your eyes can behold the scenic splendor of deep yellow black-eyed Susans. Can't say I recommend this line of talk. You must take care, Mei-Ling. And the chirping, breeding birds.
Must I, Eon?
Birds in the jackpine forest that...
Answer me, Eon. Must I?
That sing the arrival of spring. Because you are hallucinating, Mei-Ling. And that's unwise. And unhealthy.
I'll take that risk. All those banks robbed in Asia. Japan was hit the hardest. Those heavily guarded facilities of gold and precious stones.
Be careful. Let your imagination run away with your better sense.
You gave yourself away, baby. My most generous baby. By feeding all those starving children. That cost a fortune.
Re-examine your dangerous logic.
Your image is feared, hated, celebrated, and worshipped throughout the land. Most called the ghostly dragon.
Stop it! I've heard enough.
You talked in your sleep, baby. You mentioned the so-called Bodhi Buddha. That brought you to China, didn't it, Eon? The secret treasure. We'd been searching hundreds of years for it. It took you to find it.
We'll have it your way. I did find some gold.
You found much more than that, baby. With the world's greatest treasure, why rob more?
I told you to stop it.
I see. The booty. Was it, Eon?
I warn you, Mei-Ling.
You plundered and found